Fox, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The leader of the world's Catholics remains in the hospital today fighting a lung infection. More on his condition from our correspondent in Rome.
Pope Francis suffered a respiratory crisis that required he be placed on oxygen, and the Vatican says he remains in critical condition. The Pope, who has been in the Gemelli Hospital in Rome since Friday last week, also required blood transfusions due to a low blood platelet condition linked to anemia. The Pope will not be leading the Angelus prayer. Sabina Castelfranco, CBS News.
And we've just learned from the Vatican press office that the Pope had a peaceful, quiet, and restful night. The nation's federal employees have received an email like none they've ever been sent before. Details on that from the BBC's Patrick Bamford.
Federal government employees in the U.S. began receiving emails on Saturday instructing them to give details about what work they've carried out in the last week. Elon Musk, who's been tasked with slashing government spending by President Trump, said failure to respond would be considered a resignation. But the new head of the FBI, Kash Patel, has sent a message to his staff instructing them to ignore the emails, saying the Bureau will conduct its own staff reviews.
A police officer has been killed in a shootout with a 49-year-old man in the ICU of UPMC Memorial Hospital in York, Pennsylvania. York County District Attorney Timothy Barker.
Mr. Diogenes Archangel Ortiz came out holding at gunpoint a member of the UPMC staff who was also had her hands tied, holding her at gunpoint, coming out into the hallway. The officers, left with no recourse, did open fire and did shoot and kill Diogenes Archangel Ortiz.
It happened yesterday morning. Three hospital employees were wounded, as were two other officers. Israel's refusing to release hundreds of Palestinian prisoners until Hamas agrees not to parade Israeli hostages before crowds in Gaza as they're being released. The BBC's Sebastian Usher with an update.
There's potentially another major setback in the ceasefire process. Mediators will be working overtime to try to get the deal back on track and avert a possible collapse of the ceasefire.
With Phase 1 expiring, Phase 2 has yet to be negotiated. Actress Kiki Palmer has been named Entertainer of the Year at the NAACP Image Awards.
I just want to say it's so important that we all come here together and celebrate one another with one another.
The NAACP Image Awards program aired on CBS. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Ladies and gentlemen of the congregation, I've come here today to testify to you that the light of the Lord is alive and well. And in the spirit of each and every person in this church. But there will come a day where the devil may darken your door. We got to tell the devil no, people. And chase him out. And ride forward into the kingdom of heaven. Can I get an amen?
Well, there used to be a time when Thank you.
You are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Clock. like salt in a wound. The lavender blues stings than it has, like a cloud over you, disguised as a muse, a perennial ruse under the covers of the lavender blues. Lavender blues, lavender blues, when you ain't got nothing, you ain't got nothing to lose. Get a place by the ocean, a room with a view. You want a connection, so you slip off your shoes. One toe in the water, searching for clues. Soon you were drowning in the lavender blues. Lavender blues, lavender blues. Stranger than fiction, stranger than truth. Lavender blues, sweet lavender blues. When you ain't got nothing, we ain't got nothing to lose. You got teeth like a python, bite marks with a bruise, wrapped all around you, tighten the screw. As you fade into nothing, awake but confused. No, you're not dreaming, it's just a lavender blues. Lavender blues, lavender blues. Stranger than fiction, stranger than truth. Lavender blues.
Seek Radio. Radio for the people.
Hypertension in your veins. rabble with sounds. They'll make the hair on your neck stand up from all the rabble rounds. It's enough to mask the pain. Out of the gates we're like in the tombs. They wanted a nice fair fight, but the boys on top don't play by the rules. Where do we go from here? Where do we face our fears? It feels like a slap across the face to know that we've been running.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We used Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. freebellyrubs.com.
March is tournament time, and the Lazy Elf Lounge has your courtside seats. Enjoy the big games on the big screens at the Lazy Elf Lounge. Score big with half-price wings during the tournament games when you dine in. Plus drink specials of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products. And make a slam dunk with $2 off pitchers during the game. The Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow the Lazy Elf Lounge on the socials and online at LazyElfLounge.com. Get ready, Madison. May the 4th is gonna rock. The Rocker Jamboree. A benefit to help with Rocker's medical expenses and Mama Cares. Sunday, May the 4th at the Burr Oak in Madison, beginning at noon. Featuring Last Crack. Subatomic. Mind Docs, Electromag, and Magic 7. The Rocker Jamboree. Get advance tickets now at theburroakmadison.com. Sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, the Ethical Trade Co., Aftershock Classic Arcade, and Ginter's Guitar Shop of Wisconsin. Presented by 92.7 WMDX and Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Thank you. never know what time will bring. Well, I half remember recent history, but I feel a little closer. Soon I know I will be joined by everyone on their way. I'm busy in their building, larger in their dreams and all. Crucified, I throw away my asking why.
Relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Just the next is rain.
One day there's joy, and the next there's pain. Now someday, babe, it'll all seem like a dream.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back. such joy in me. I feel you open your heart, give your love to me. The power overwhelms me. I just want you to see. Jill's got everything you need. It's all right here inside of you, inside your precious heart.
cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
For me.
Shop local. Eat local. Listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. We begin in Rome, where Pope Francis remains in the hospital fighting a lung infection. The BBC's Sarah Rainsford with the latest from the Vatican.
This morning, it was simply to say that the night had passed peacefully and that the Pope had rested. They didn't say he'd rested well, but that he had rested.
She says we can expect another report later today.
The Pope has asked the Vatican to be transparent about the state of his health. We are told by his doctors that he knows it's serious. They've described it as critical, and indeed the Vatican yesterday evening repeated that the Pope was still in a critical condition, that he was not out of danger.
Well, the polls are open for today's national elections in Germany.
I'm Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London. Germany's far-right anti-immigrant AfD party is expected to make big gains in today's elections. Elon Musk is a big fan, addressing the party.